Good morning. We'll open with glory and praise to our God in the Breaking Bread, number 546. Number 546. Please stand as you are able.
Glory and praise to our God, who alone gives light to our days. Many are the blessings he bears to those who trust in his ways. We, the daughters and sons of him who builds the valleys and plains, praise the wonders our God has done in every heart that sees. Glory and praise to our God, who alone gives light to our days. Many are the blessings he bears to those who trust in his ways. In his wisdom he strengthens us like all that's tested in fire. Though the power of sin prevails, our God is there to save. Glory and praise to our God, who alone gives light to our days. Many are the blessings he bears to those who trust in his ways. Every moment of every day, our God is waiting to save. Always ready to seek the lost, to answer those who pray. Glory and praise to our God, who alone gives light to our days. Many are the blessings he bears to those who trust in his ways.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mystery. Lord Jesus, you reconcile us to God and one another. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you. We glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King. O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen, amen.
Let us pray. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy, For on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exult, exult with her, all you who are mourning over her. Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over Jerusalem like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem, you shall find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass. The Lord's power shall be known to his servants. The word of the Lord.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all on earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. He has changed the sea to dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Hear now, all of you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. Blessed be God who refused me not my prayer or his kindness. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither does circumcision mean anything, nor does uncircumcision, but only a new creation. Peace and mercy be to all who follow this rule and to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make troubles for me, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand.' I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
I sort of feel the need to introduce myself. My name is Father Wesley Chavy. I am the pastor of the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the director of seminarians for the Diocese of Dodge City. I know our schedule has been unpredictable, to say the least, over the last couple of months. Grateful to multiple priests, including Monsignor Moore, and bishops, a forgiving staff, and of course you, for your patience. We're happy to welcome Father Juan Solis this weekend as our new parochial vicar at the cathedral. Hopefully you'll meet him soon, if you haven't already. But I also ask your patience for him, as the cathedral is not his only assignment. Unlike Father Anish, Father Juan is assigned part-time to the cathedral and part-time to the vocations office, as am I. It affirms the words we just heard in the gospel. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. How are you called to labor in the harvest? Well, I was grateful, even in the midst of our transition, to have the opportunity to visit Guatemala last month. First, I visited the cities of Canilla and Joyava in the state of Quiché, which are the hometowns of many of our cathedral parishioners. Then I joined our Dodge City seminarian, Esteban Hernandez, to visit his parents, family, and community in the city of Aguacatan. It was all a tremendous blessing. So what all did I do while I was there? Well, one day I scored a spectacular goal in a fierce soccer game, and one day I got sick, and one day I offered mass for 2,000 people. One of those things I said is not true, and one of those things I said is not helpful, and one of those things is not important. So why did I share them? I don't know. We could ask that same question about a lot of things that we say about ourselves. Why did I say that? Why did I share something about myself that's not helpful, or not true, or not important? So today we find two references in our scripture readings of boasting. In our gospel reading, the 72 return from being sent, and they tell the Lord, "You wouldn't imagine the wonderful things that have happened because of our word, because of our actions. People have been cured. People have been converted." And the Lord reminded them, "Don't boast because of the great things you've done. Boast because your names are written in heaven." Or St. Paul's letter to the Galatians today, his final words of his letter to them, he says, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." So when speaking about myself, or my family, my past, my career, it might be helpful to first consider two questions. Is what I'm saying true? And what is my motivation for saying it? So first, I should ask that question, is what I'm saying about myself true? St. Thomas Aquinas, and eventually the Catechism of the Catholic Church, remember that's the green book we should all have on our shelf? The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that boasting is saying something about myself that doesn't correspond to the reality of myself. And so the Catechism calls boasting a sin against the truth. I tell my friends that I can bench press 150 pounds, but I can't really bench press 150 pounds. Tell my neighbors that my granddaughter has a fabulous job in California, but she doesn't really have a fabulous job in California. I tell my family that I go to adoration every week, but I don't really go to adoration every week. So why am I tempted to say something about myself that's not true? Well, because I want to appear good in others' esteem. We all do. We don't know if some of the 72 returned and felt like they needed to tell a story that was more incredible than their story. or more incredible than their story. But the irony is that I may look better in someone else's eyes, but the person they see is not really me. But it's also important to ask that second question. What is my motivation for sharing this about myself? Because it may be that what I'm boasting about is absolutely true. We won the tournament. The idea that I submitted was the one that was chosen. We give 10% to the cathedral every month. Those are all good things. But why did I share them? To encourage others? Okay. Or to highlight the difference between me and you. Now, don't get me wrong, we should be proud of our accomplishments, your family, your abilities, your job. But we come back to St. Paul's final words to the Galatians. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, all of those good things, and for that matter, all of my failings, can I direct them back to Jesus? So at the end of the day, we can rejoice not so much in what we've done, but rejoice because our names are written in heaven. Today we celebrate a baptism after Mass. And so before we profess our faith and pray for the needs of the church and the world, I invite the family of the following child to stand. Jaden Paul Eisenbart. Father, bless the family of Jaden to be baptized today. Help them to be disciples of Jesus Christ and to stand fast in this community of believers. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And together let us all stand and make our profession of faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, The Lord is kind and full of compassion, so with confidence we bring to him our prayers.
For the Church, through her faith in Jesus Christ, to be a voice for the voiceless and have a passion for justice and mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all involved in politics at the national, state, and local levels, that they will understand their vocation as servants of the public and seek to develop and implement policies which are just and fair. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those called to serve Christ and his Church in the priesthood and consecrated life, that they will receive the graces and authority of their mission to the praise of God's glory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who labor and are overburdened, that they may experience the rest promised by Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are in need or who find themselves walking in darkness, that they may encounter the risen Lord and be filled with hope as they struggle to change their lives for the better. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the chronically ill, that they might receive heavenly blessings, strength, and graces from God in order to deal with their daily sufferings. We pray especially for... Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our brothers and sisters whose life on earth is over, that they may be raised to eternal life with Christ. We pray especially for Mary Griffith, Valita Dahl, and Rosie Clare. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. O God, our refuge and our strength, hear the prayers we offer this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
For the preparation of gifts, we'll sing In Every Age, the Breaking Bread number 466, number 466.
Long before the mountains came to be, and the land and sea and stars of the night, through the endless seasons of all time, you have always been, you will always be. In every age, O God, you have been our refuge. In every age, O God, you have been our hope. Destiny is cast, and at your silent word, we return to dust and scatter to the wind. 1,000 years are like a single moment gone, as the light that fades at the end of day. In every age, O God, you have been our refuge. In every age, O God, you have been our home. Teach us to make use of the time we have. Teach us to be patient even as we wait. Teach us to embrace our every joy and pain, to sleep peacefully and to rise up strong. In every age, O God, you have been our refuge. In every age, O God, you have been our hope. You have been our refuge.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May this oblation dedicated to your name purify us, O Lord, and day by day bring our conduct closer to the life of heaven. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We profess your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body one spirit in Christ.
May you make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and John, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will. Who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
You take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion song is the Supper of the Lord, number 351 in the Breaking Bread, the Supper of the Lord. Precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and wine, hear the Lord prepares the feast. Bread of love is broken now, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of the Lord. This is the bread of God coming down from heaven, giving life to us, to all the precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and wine. Here the Lord prepares the feast divine. Bread of love is broken now, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of spring of eternal life. You that drink from me shall not thirst again. Precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and wine. Hear the Lord prepares the feast divine. Bread of love is broken now, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of the Lord. I am the bread of heaven, giving life to you. You that eat this bread shall never precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and wine. Here the Lord prepares the feast divine. Bread of love is broken now, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of those who feed on me, have their life in me, as I have my life in the living God. Precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and wine. Here the Lord prepares the feast divine. Bread of love is broken now, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of the Lord. All praise to you, O Christ, present in this feast. In this bread we share in one life, one precious body, precious blood, seen as bread and
and wine. Here the Lord prepares the feast divine. Bread of love is broken now, cup of life is poured. Come share the supper of
thank you.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that having been replenished by such great gifts, we may gain the prize of salvation and never cease to praise you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. There are 3 hours in the Adoration Chapel already prepared for someone to adore each week. They are Mondays at 12 o'clock a.m., which is tonight at midnight, Wednesdays at 3 o'clock p.m., and Thursdays at 3 o'clock a.m. Beginning next Sunday, the cathedral will host the Totus Tuus program here. Excited to have a dynamic group of college students who will be with us for the week for this program. For grades 1st through 6th, it will be each day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And for grades 7 through seniors in high school, from Sunday through Thursday, from 6 to 8:45 p.m. Please visit dodgecitycathedral.com or the parish office for enrollment for Totus Tuus. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God. We'll close with number 384 in the Breaking Bread, with one voice, number 384.
Take the word and go out to every land. Shine the light of Christ for all to see. May the lives of those we touch sing praise to God above. Let us sing, we'll sing. With one voice, we'll pass the word along. With one voice, bring justice to the world. And with all the angels, we'll spread the goodness of God. With all power and glory, the word of God shall reign. Take the word to our neighbors and streets. Shine the light of Christ for all to see. May we all set out to live in peace and harmony. Let us see and sing. With one voice, we'll pass the word along. With one voice, bring justice to the world. And with all the angels, we'll spread the goodness of God. With all power and glory, the word of God shall reign. Take the word to the people in despair. Shine the light of Christ for all to see. May our actions and our deeds bring comfort to their needs, and they'll know and sing. With one voice, we'll pass the word along. With one voice, bring justice to the world. And with all the angels, we'll spread the goodness of God. With all power and glory, the word of God shall reign. Take the word to the nations everywhere. Shine the light of Christ for all to see. May the witness of our lives transform the world anew. And we'll shine, with one voice, we'll pass the word along. With one voice, bring justice to the world. And with all the angels, we'll spread the goodness of God. With all power and glory, the word.